Bonjour, everyone. Welcome to Stories with Little Nana. Today, we are reading the story of Madeline by Lugui Benelmans. This story will be presented to my girly friends named Julie Angiska, Chichi Margaret, Beverly and Brittany, Sydney and Chichi Summer, Fiona, Chichi Gabby, and Bim Bim. Are you ready, girls? Get cozy! In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. In two straight lines, they broke their bread and brushed their teeth and went to bed. They smiled at the good and frowned at the bad. And sometimes they were very sad, very, very sad. They left the house at 9:30 in two straight lines. In rain or shine. The smallest one was Madeline. She was not afraid of mice. She loved winter, snow, and ice. To the tiger in the zoo, Madeline just said, "Poo, poo, poo, poo." And nobody knew how to frighten Miss Clavel very well. In the middle of the night, Miss Clavel turned on her light and said, "Something is not right." Little Madeline sat in bed, cried and cried. Her eyes were red. And soon after, Dr. Khan came. He rushed out to the phone. And he dialed Danton 106. "Nurse," he said, "it's an appendix." Everybody had to cry. Not a single eye was dry. Madeline was in his arm, in a blanket, safe and warm. In a car with a red light, they drove out into the night. Madeline woke up 2 hours later in a room with flowers. Madeline soon ate and drank. On her bed, there was a crank, and a crack on the ceiling had a habit of sometimes looking like a rabbit. Outside were birds, trees, and sky. And so 10 days passed quickly by. One nice morning, Miss Clavel said, "Isn't this a fine day to visit Madeline?" Visitors from 2 to 4 read a sign outside her door, tiptoeing with a solemn face, with some flowers and a vase. In they walked, and then said, when they saw the toys and candy and the dollhouse from Papa. But the biggest surprise by far on her stomach was a scar. "Goodbye," they said. "We'll come again." And the little girls left in the rain. They went home and broke their bread, brushed their teeth, and went to bed. In the middle of the night, Miss Clavel turned on her light and said, "Something is not right." And afraid of a disaster, Miss Clavel ran fast and faster. And she said, "Please, children, do tell me what is troubling you." And all the little girls cried, "Boo-hoo! We want to have our appendix out too." "Good night, little girls. Thank the Lord you are well. And now go to sleep," said Miss Clavelle. And she turned out the light and closed the door. And that is all there is. There isn't any more. The end. Bye, guys. Come back with stories with little Nana soon. And I have one question. Okay? Tell me, where is the appendix? I hope you enjoy my meadow life.